D&H Appliance, may I help you?
Hi, Carl?
Yes.
Hey, Carl, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. We spoke earlier this morning. You mentioned you wanted me to give you a call after 2.
Right, right. No, I remember you this morning. Anyway, sorry. I had forgotten about an appointment that we had had this afternoon, but that's okay. He just left, so I was waiting for you to contact me back. Did you try calling me at 2?
What I did was I actually was trying to send you a message, but it didn't go through for whatever reason because I was actually tied up with another client at the same time. So
that's okay.
Hopefully there's
no problem.
A little providence here that we both had later calls than expected.
Okay, now you said this is all set up for mobile, correct?
Yeah, so did you see the website sample I sent you or no?
I did. Yeah, I did.
So it is optimized for cell phone
website,
use.
Yeah.
Right, so it's optimized for cell phone use. However, if you pull it up on a computer like a laptop or something like that, it's going to look slightly different as well, but it's optimized for all.
Like on a tablet or something like that. I got it. Okay.
Yep.
So it has a way. I know I use Chrome, and it says, excuse me, when I use my Chrome system, I have a Chromebox. And when I use that, it says for tablet, phone, or web. So I figured that's kind of what it was. It's not just by phone.
Yeah, yeah. So at the top, you're saying you can choose to view different formats of the website. Correct.
Right. Correct. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what did we want to go over with now?
So just to recap briefly, right? It's a month-to-month program, $249 a month, setup fee is $99. So today's price would be $348 and then $249 moving forward.
Okay. So there's a setup fee.
Of $99. I sent that on the email. Sorry if I didn't review that in person when we spoke.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I wasn't saying that, but I know it's a one-time fee. Okay, so, and I found out my website was gnhappliancerepair.net, because that's what was available on the domain. So I have that, but when you put that in, nothing comes up because there's nothing there yet. You haven't sent anything there, and of course.
But you own the domain, so we can just use that exact domain. If that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what it is. .com was, already taken, so I had to go with .net.
Gotcha. And just to be sure, if for whatever reason this doesn't have like the security certificate or whatnot, we'll make sure that that's a secured website. But
it's through Hostinger.
I'll make sure to put that.
It's through Hostinger, and they're like one of the top ones, so.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the main address we have is on Daisy Ave in Stanton. Is that the address you want reflected on
No.
the Google Business Profile?
No. On the Google Business Profile, it would be I don't put in my address, for clients to come to me because I don't work out. I work out of my home. So,
yeah, that's fine. We won't publish it, so that's fine. Whatever your home base is.
So it's 8111 Stanford Avenue, Stanford Avenue, space number 48, Garden Grove, California, 92841.
92841?
That's correct.
Okay, great. I see that there. So 8111 Stanford Ave, space 48, Garden Grove, right?
Right.
Okay, got it there. Okay. Sorry about that. I brought my dog into the office today. I don't know if
that's okay. No problem. We have a little Pappy on here, so.
She's a cavalier. She thinks she's a hound dog, but she's not that big. All right. I just had to let her out there. Okay, so everything that I have here, 811 Stanford Ave, space 48 Garden Grove, and then gnhappliancerepair.net will be your domain that we put the website onto, right? Okay.
Nice.
And then the
if
number.
You put that in, it says active on Hostinger. So it is active. It just, there's nothing there yet.
Right. Okay. And then so let me just try to type it in again. What? Because when I type in www.gnhappliancerepair.net, it says the URL is incorrect or page you're looking for does not exist.
Right. Well, the page is probably not existing because I haven't done anything to it yet.
Right, right. But just, but 100% certain that's the correct domain, right?
Yeah, G-A-N-D-H, appliancerepair.net.
Okay, good. So what I'll do, just to be sure, because this is what my team is going to do as well, I'm going to send you, I just send it from our 877 number, the exact domain I'll be inputting. And so that way you can just cross-reference that with what you have.
All right. Yeah, that's what it should be. What do you
think? Okay, good. All right.
Oh, if it's even, okay.
Looks like there's more bucks on that side than this side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you sure?
No. This one has to come up one. Below this one? Oh, okay, here. Hang on just a second for me.
No worries.
Put this one underneath. Okay. Hates his stove.
Well, good thing you're a repairman.
Yeah, really. Otherwise, you'd be calling somebody. Anyway, so go ahead.
Last couple things.
It says G-A-N-D-H appliancerepair.net. Yeah, that's what they gave me anyway.
And then for whatever reason, that one doesn't work perfectly. Because the way I see your name on Google is G&H Appliance. I don't even have the word repair on it. Is that how – do you want to be listed as G&H Appliance or G&H Appliance Repair?
I would say G&H Appliance Repair. But, I mean, all of the past Google stuff that's on there would be under just G&H Appliance.
Right, that's what I see on Yelp with you having 56 reviews of 4.5.
Right.
We will update the address, but we're not going to try to update anything else. That's a strong presence. We wouldn't want to mess with
that. Well, that's what I mean. It's a strong presence there. So, I mean, that was 56 in like a year.
and then on Angie's, you have 205, but it's under
right.
G&H Appliance
Repair. And that's under G&H Appliance, right?
No, G&H Appliance Repair, actually.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll use that one. I think that's fine.
That would probably be better. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think that would be better. What do they have it on Nextdoor?
On Nextdoor, G and now ampersand H. So here's what we're going to try to do. Another thing that we do. We try to make sure there's uniformity on business name. It's called your NAPW profile on Google. So we want to make sure there's uniformity there. So we're probably going to try to get into Yelp and change that to G&H Appliance Repair. And then we'll hopefully can touch Nextdoor. I don't know if Nextdoor will let us in, but that should be also G&H Appliance Repair. And instead, it's G&H. And I know that's not a major issue, but sometimes, you know, the ampersand sign, you know, some people don't like that.
Yes. I like it written out. G-A-N-D-H.
Right. So Nextdoor has the ampersand, so I would say that's something worth addressing with them if you can. Angie's has it right. So Angie's the one that you have the strongest presence on review count-wise. They got it right.
Okay.
And then we're going to make sure Google and Yelp and other ones that we can access also will be right.
Great.
Okay. And then we'll also make sure your uniform address, which is not published, will be the 8111 Stanford Ave, Space 48, Garden Grove, as far as your home base. And then do you want us to change your Yelp address, or you're okay with it still listing under the Stanton?
That's the one. It's See, 11250 Beach Boulevard.
No, I see 16887 Daisy. Everywhere
okay, that was the original.
Daisy.
That's where the original owner lived.
Right. So if you're okay with that,
this is the whole thing. They never changed my address on Yelp, and I tried changing it, and it always reverts back to Daisy.
And Angie's is the same way. Angie's is on that Daisy app. So here's what I would suggest. We will keep that Daisy Ave on Angie's and Yelp, and I'll tell them don't change the address on that. Just try to change the name to G and H Appliance Repair on Yelp. And their main reason being is if you start changing the address, they might say, oh, you're probably not the same company, and then they'll wipe all the reviews. We don't want that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Your presence is strong enough to where we don't want to, you know, be temperamental with that too much.
Well, it makes sense, yeah. Yeah. I just keep seeing Daisy, and I know that that's in Fountain Valley, so.
Right, exactly. All right, and then, so your listing will be centered around Garden Grove for Google's purposes. And last couple things I need from you, we're going to do a small questionnaire. It's going to take about 5 minutes, but I also needed your last name, actually, Carl.
Stevenson, Stephenson.
And then a good email address for you?
Is gandhappliance1@gmail.com.
Okay. We do an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes where you get a little bit more digging in detail of the nitty-gritties of setting everything up. We have any time available tomorrow. Our earliest call of the day is 7 to 8, and then the latest call of the day is 3 to 4.
Okay. Tomorrow, fine.
What time would you prefer?
You said 7 to 8 in the morning, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's when I'm doing calls and stuff, setting everything up for the day. It's probably going to be better off 3 to 4 then.
Oh, we can do any time in between two, just so you know. So that, I was just saying the whole day is available.
Oh, I see. The whole day is available. I gotcha. Okay, then, and it takes about 30 minutes?
30 to 45, depending on any, like, questions. And with your line of work, usually the keywords are short, unless you also do, like, outdoor grill repairs and stuff. Some people do outdoor barbecue repairs, I know, in SoCal. So.
Yeah, I used to do that, and we don't do that anymore because it's cheap enough to buy another one. You
nice.
Can't charge a lot on that type of repair. Same thing I used
I'm
to
sorry.
Do to eat lamps.
Outdoor kitchen repair, they say. Not the grill, the actual outdoor.
Right.
Grill.
Kitchen refrigerators and stuff. I gotcha.
Yeah. Like where like they have the full island and everything like that, and it's an actual
right,
stove.
Right, right. And they have actual stoves, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what time did you want to choose?
Let's say 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right. 11 to noon. I'm going to send you an invite right now. Let's see. And then, Carl, do you want anyone else to be able to make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to send you this invite. Give me 1 second, and then we'll get that information as well.
All right.
So the invite is going to be coming, again, from JCal at Locals Flash. It should say Locals Flash CI for a client interview, English. And then it'll be scheduled again for tomorrow.
And that's by text, right?
It's an invite that's sent to you via email, so you'll see it on your Gmail account shortly. Okay, now in regards to the questionnaire, so we'll start that portion here. So the card you'll be using is also under the name Carl Stevenson?
That's under G&H Appliance and Carl Stevenson.
Okay. And then other than you, who else would you want me to put on file as someone who can call in and make changes to your marketing plans?
Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Stevenson.
Is that the legacy partner? I'm joking. Is that
That's
you?
It.
Nice. Good man. I tell you what, he should be grateful. I mean, how hard it is to start a new career in today's world, he should be grateful.
Oh, yeah. That's what I keep saying.
Like, I seriously, like 10, 20 years ago, people would say, oh, I don't want to walk into my parents' footsteps. And now those same kids are like, I don't know how to start my own life. So, yeah, I'd love to walk in my parents' footsteps.
Well, that's the thing. The millennials are that way. You know, they just don't know.
Right, exactly.
All right. I swear.
And then other than so appliance repair being a key item, you saw that on the actual
garbage disposals. Garbage disposals. Yeah. And not non-commercial, basically.
Okay.
When I say non-commercial, I'm talking about mostly residential appliances, including garbage disposals, ovens, refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, and that kind of thing. Washers and dryers.
Right, refrigerator, of course. Stove repair. Oven repair. Washer. Dryer repair. I mean, there's so many to choose from. I just did some of the key ones there.
That's right.
I'm getting one started for Monday. I mean, for tomorrow's call, I should say. And then, now I did see here, obviously you have the Yelp listing. You said you're not using them anymore. At least, you know, and we appreciate you for giving it a fair try, even though you didn't love it. So keep in mind, ours is a month-to-month program, but let's say you do love it right away. If for whatever reason you want to do a prepayment for like 3 or 6 months at a time, you do get a discount on that. I just want to let you know that if the time ever comes in the future. Okay.
All right.
All right. And then we have your call scheduled for Friday, 5:17.
Well, like I say, if I see something that works, I can continue it. You know.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I know that you're definitely the type that's going to be loyal to it as we prove ourselves to you, so I can appreciate
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah.
And then you'll get a Google Business Verification email sent out because I did not find your profile, and I know you said you don't think you set one up either, so I'll make sure that's sent out. They're going to ask for a couple things like, pictures of your whether it's a video or not.
They're doing it by email now instead of sending it in the mail, huh?
They do a video now, actually, because everyone has videos on their phone. So they're going to have you record your location. Even though it's not one that they publish, they still want to record it. They're going to look for a shop, licensing, insurance, all that normal stuff that they want in a recording. So, and then on your face, let me just look at it one more time. Did you have a Facebook profile for G&H? I didn't find one yet.
No, I think it was under Do All Services.
Okay. So we can build one out for that, right?
Right.
Needs one built. Okay, so what I'll ask you to do, it doesn't have to be right now, but if you can, if you have a personal Facebook page, if you wouldn't mind sharing that a link to that personal Facebook page and sending it to me via text, and then I'll get that uploaded.
No.
Okay. That's no problem.
Okay.
I can send that over to you. Did you want that right now, or do you want me to?
Oh, no. Whenever you have time between now and tomorrow's call,
if
you don't have it by tomorrow's call, they'll remind you.
To be honest, I don't use it that much, so it's a personal account. I don't get on it. It's mostly my business that I had on the account.
Right. As long as it has
and
to
I never use it because I don't use
business page. Right.
But I'm seeing a lot more that everything now is, you know, all social media driven, so.
Exactly. And so how it's going to work is your human being's profile has to connect to a business profile, but everything is going to go straight to your business profile on Facebook. When you run ads, it'll connect to your business profile that we build out for you. The only thing we don't do on Facebook for you, Carl, so again, I suggest hopefully, Brian or someone else does it as well, is doing like the social media posts. Like, you know, we suggest at least one or two a month at the bare minimum just to show some sort of presence on your Facebook.
Oh, I
profile.
See. Okay. So do a post on it. Okay.
Yeah, just like, hey, like, you know, here's, if it's something about a happy customer, even if it's not even relevant to your work, that's okay. It's just to show existence, I should
right,
say.
Right, it's an existing account, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, what service area zip codes do you want me to include or city? I know we talked about Huntington Beach, Newport,
yeah, Huntington
right?
Beach, Fountain Valley, Newport Beach, Santa Ana, Peston, Garden Grove, Seal Beach, Huntington Beach,
Irvine,
Rossmore. Yeah, the problem with Irvine, it's so big that we don't go that far south in Irvine. So,
okay. You know what's funny?
Because,
when you
get out of an area.
Do you remember 20, 30 years ago, no one would ever want to say Santa Ana and Tustin. You know that?
Oh, absolutely. You're right about that. Anaheim, Anaheim Hills, Orange, all of Anaheim, of course, and Buena Park, Stanton. Cash.
You got a lot.
Yeah,
that's good. So we have a kind of central area.
Yeah, well, you have, I'm sure you have, it's centrally located. So it's like
right.
Orange County Central.
Right, right. Okay, and then the hours of operation you want listed on your webpage and whatnot? Is it,
I would say it would be from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturday
that's
and Sunday right now, my technician doesn't work Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. So for right now, we'll just put Saturday, Sunday closed, right?
Right.
Okay. So you're
we
not doing emergency calls?
Then.
Okay. That's fine. But as far as inbound calls, you're not really taken there. So, and then
right.
You
it
don't
could
do
say,
emergency
it could say by appointment if you want to or something like that.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday, by appointment. Okay. That's fine. Okay, and then I'm going to put here, please do not publish physical address.
Yeah, because believe it or not, when I did that once before, I had people coming, I had a guy come up with a refrigerator in the back of his truck, you know, and
no way.
I said, no, I come to you. I wish it worked like that's that. Awesome. I wouldn't have to drive, you know.
I mean, right? Like, that's pretty cool. All right. So everything is good on the initial questionnaire. Again, everything else will get set up for,
all right.
To, you know, during tomorrow's call.
Right. Okay.
There. And we said 11 to 12 for tomorrow's call, right?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, and then other than that, last couple steps, it takes about 5 minutes from here on out. We're going to do a voice verification portion of the call. It's just the quality assurance side of things, just to make sure everything I spoke about, and I'll repeat it one more time before we get into it, but basically that when we get your Facebook page up and running and the ads are live within 7 to 14 days, your website
right.
will also be live within 7 to 14 days, and probably on the sooner of the nearer side of the 7-14 days because you're taking the onboarding call tomorrow, but that's usually our promise time.
Right.
And then Google optimization does have a little bit more time. So once you get verified with Google, we'll guide you through that process, but it will be something that you'll basically we'll walk you through it, but you have to initiate the contact with Google, if that makes sense. We can't submit it on your behalf. It's just a weird requirement.
Right. So once I get that email from Google, then go ahead and take care of that as soon as possible.
You right. You get an email from us to walk you through how to set it up and everything like that. So, and we're gonna ask for like photos and a video, just because sometimes you'll get verified with just photos, but most of the time they're gonna ask for a video. And
you're
again,
gonna send that to me. You're gonna email that to me so that I can go ahead.
The how-tos, correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
And then any hiccups along the way, like, of course, we'll guide you through that. But, you know, once that's verified, though, we'll start to work on optimizing it, getting everything set up so that way you're moving up the ladder, so to speak, on the
right.
Google listings. We do say that you'll start seeing your pin on the map and everything else like that live, usually within 30 to 45 days, and then we'll just start doing that progressive action to move you upward from there, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Other than that, on the card you'll be using, is it also 8111 Stanford Ave, space 48?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see here. And then again, today's total is $348, including the setup fee. And starting next month, on the 16th of every month, it'll be $249.
All right.
All right, we're just setting up the last couple things. So we do allow you to choose a security question. And here's why, Carl. The world has changed. There's bad actors everywhere you look sometimes. And
that's right.
So when you start showing yourself as being more heavily promoted on Google, sometimes these bad actors will call pretending to be Local Splash, believe it or not, because they do recognize the format of our website. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide, so things do start looking familiar to some of these players.
That's
out there, right?
Right?
So as a result, sometimes they'll call and say they're with Local Splash or they're like your Google partner or whatever else they use in their situation that they're trying to do who knows what. So we allow you to choose a security question of either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name in the event of any situation where you feel you need to ask us to verify.
Lucy.
Which of those three do you want to choose? City you're born in, first pet's name,
third
or mother's maiden? Okay.
Lucy.
L-U-C-Y?
With L-U-C-Y, yeah.
Okay.
Ed. Remember the wiener dog that died? Yeah.
Okay. And then last thing, so when we do call, starting with tomorrow's call, we'll always call from the 877-635-6225 number that I sent you the text message from, okay?
Okay.
That's why I sent the text message, so you can save that as Local Splash under your contacts. Customer service will always be calling from that particular number.
Okay.
When I call, it usually is this local number, the 714 number. You can still call back that number. It'll still go to our main line, but, you know, just so you know.
Well, I'll put the 877 in contacts for that.
Right. Good. Okay. And then so last thing here is the voice verification portion, and then we'll do the card collection here. So first things
right.
First, the card you want to use, is it MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card information whenever you are, but I won't charge it yet until we do the actual quality assurance portion.
Port 802-0992-6948. 3396.
Expiration.
1126.
And then 3 digits on the back.
071.
Okay, everything is good there. So last step, again, quality assurance portion. I'll go through some questions here. Any questions you have, Carl, we can pause and then I'll make sure to clarify. But for the most part, this is just the recorded portion of the call, just to make sure that you know, everything has been fully outlined
right.
To you, okay? All right, I'll go ahead and begin now here, Carl. So, Carl, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
G&H Appliance.
So we have you listed as G&H Appliance Repair, remember, Carl? Which
That's
one do
correct.
You
That's right, repair. G&H
okay.
Appliance Repair.
No worries. I'll go ahead and make sure that's updated there. Let's see here. Okay, good. So G&H Appliance Repair. Okay, great. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Carl Stevenson, owner.
Okay, and Chief of course, as owner... Nice. And as owner and chief bottle washer, you're also authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're, of course, an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, Carl, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and or Brian are actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's call at 11 o'clock. As a result of the increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to LocalSplash, which is why we provided the security question to verify the calls coming from LocalSplash in the event of any confusion. Now, when we do call, we'll always call from our 877 number that you should have saved in your phone, as you mentioned a few moments ago. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSplash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring LocalSplash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to disclose to us should you partake in any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 16, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 16th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak to a live representative. Now, in the event you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for $348, Carl. You're going to get an email that says, welcome to LocalSplash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That's essentially just walking you through all the things that we discussed over the calls today. It's going to outline the pricing, the terms, and everything like that. When you review everything, hopefully by tomorrow morning's call, go ahead and check off the 2 checkboxes at the bottom, sign as Carl Stevenson, and then we'll be good to go. You'll get that via text and email, okay, as far as the initial invoice. And then you'll get a second email that walks you through how to start the Google Business Profile submission process, okay?
Right.
Okay. Other than that, everything seems to be good on our end. You should be getting those emails shortly, and I really appreciate your time. And we'll check in tomorrow at 11 to get everything fully set up, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Carl. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.